We're going to continue our Freedom Friday series this morning, and we're going to talk National Guard this morning. We have Colonel Greg Hapgood, the Director of Public Affairs of the Iowa National Guard, here with us on our program this morning, joining us from his office by phone. Colonel, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you very much for being with us here this morning. The Guard just celebrated a big birthday. It's 377th birthday. Does that surprise a lot of people?
Well, in reality, it's the National Guard as an organization throughout the United States is 377 years old. The Iowa National Guard, we're a lot younger than that. We've only been around about 175 years. But the entire National Guard has been around since 1636 when they mustered for the first time as the Massachusetts Militia in the Massachusetts Bay Colony.
It's hard to believe that the National Guard's actually older than the country by quite a ways, and a lot of folks sometimes don't even realize all the things that the National Guard provides for us.
Well, the National Guard, with its first muster in 1636, is actually 140 years older than the next oldest military branch in the United States, which is the U.S. Army. Probably what people don't know is that the National Guard really, for virtually every major conflict starting in the 1600s has had a hand in this nation's defense. And, you know, not only, you know, things that happened here in the United States, but probably people are a little more familiar with since September 11, 2001, thousands and thousands and thousands of Guard men and women, soldiers and airmen, have deployed around the world because of things in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places.
September 11th, 2001, has that, because it seems to me as an outsider's point of view, but it seems like it really changed the mission and changed the use of the National Guard. Is that kind of the perception that you guys get as well?
Well, I think what most people thought about the National Guard prior to September 11th, 2001 is that we were really a strategic reserve of the Army or the Air Force, you know, something, you know, really, really significant would have to happen. We were kind of a last-ditch force in some ways. But I think what the Guard has proved over the last 12, 13 years is that we're a very operational force. You know, certainly Iowa is no exception to that. From the very early days after September 11th, 2001, Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen were deployed almost immediately, whether it was in the United States protecting key assets or overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I think what the last 12 years have really shown is the Guard is very much an operational force, and it's very relevant to our nation's defense.
Well, who joins the National Guard these days? Who's it made up of?
Well, today the National Guard here in Iowa is made up of young men and young women typically who join somewhere between the ages of 17 and mid-30s is pretty typical. I think what you'll see today, which makes the Guard very unique today, is that men and women who joined the Guard since September 11, 2001 really were almost guaranteed to deploy into harm's way at least once during a six-year enlistment. So I think it's really remarkable that if you look at our enlistments over the last 12 years, the Iowa National Guard has been at 100% strength for both the Army Guard and the Air Guard continuously since then. And I think what that says about Iowans is that they're amazing patriots, that despite the fact that they, you know, had a really strong chance that they would go into combat, they wanted to serve their nation and they wanted to serve their state. And I think that speaks a lot about the character and the quality of people that we have here in Iowa.
Well, and unlike, you know, the Army, the Navy, those branches of the service where a lot of times they're getting 18-year-olds fresh out of high school with their whole lives ahead of them at this point and maybe not sure where that life might take them. With the National Guard, a lot of times you're getting people who have careers, people who have families.
Well, and really the strength of the National Guard is in the fact that our men and women, they do something else Monday through Friday, if you will, that, you know, they have some kind of career, whether it's, you know, one of the trades, a carpenter, an electrician, a plumber, or professions. We have lawyers, we have doctors, we have psychologists, you know, business people, I mean, accountants. I mean, if you look across the strata of occupations in Iowa, we have those people within our ranks. And when it comes time to go on missions, what really makes the National Guard effective is that you've got somebody who has worked on real-world problems, you know, in their home community, in their hometown, And then when they deploy somewhere, they're able to take that expertise and those skills and apply it to where they are. For instance, if you're out in the middle of somewhere, you know, remote in Afghanistan, and you may have to, you know, be in charge of whether it's building or repairing things in your own, you know, base or forward operating base where you live and where you work, it's amazingly helpful to have somebody who's an infantryman, but they happen to be a carpenter, or they're a farmer, or, you know, people who know how to get things done, particularly when you don't have the best, you know, equipment or supplies that might be available. But that's what really makes the Guard effective.
Absolutely. Are you finding that the Guard is becoming a kind of a family affair for some folks?
Well, here in Iowa, we have multiple members of families, and we have multiple generations of Guard soldiers and airmen that are in the Iowa National Guard. I think if you look across our ranks, it is very commonplace to have families that have a long legacy in the Iowa National Guard, and I think that says a lot about not only our families, but on what the Guard brings to a person's life. If you join the National Guard, the state of Iowa provides what's called the National Guard Education Assistance Program, which basically will pay for your entire tuition at the state rate at an Iowa school, whether it's a private school or whether it's a state region school, one of the universities. That, you know, not only the family piece of it, but if you look at the education piece of it, I think that those two things are extremely attractive to young men and women who want to serve their nation but also get an education.
Well, and so often you're getting high-quality people, and with the through programs like that, you're training high-quality people.
Well, the standards today have never been higher to get into the National Guard. Whether it's someone who has, you know, you've got certain sets of skills that a person has, but you have to take an entrance exam, if you will, to get into the military today. If you couple that with all of the medical requirements and then legal requirements, we, you know, only want young men or women who stay out of trouble, who, you know, don't have any legal issues, and the waiver process. There are almost no waivers being given today, so the quality of the men and women and the education level of the men and women we have today has never been higher.
Mm-hmm. It's not a tough sell.
No, it's a very easy sell here in Iowa.
Colonel, can I ask you, why did you get involved? Why did you decide to embark on a military career?
Well, when I joined the Iowa National Guard a long time ago, 1986, I had two close friends in college who were both in the Guard, and I put myself through college, and they were both having their education paid for, and they said, you know, this National Guard's a pretty good deal. So initially it was for, you know, when I thought about the Guard, it was about the education benefits, but, you know, like many others in our organization, I also have a number of relatives and or ancestors who served in the military, served in the National Guard. And so I think it was kind of a couple of things, being able to serve your state and nation and being able to get an education without coming out of college with a bunch of debt was very attractive to me. And I signed up for a six-year enlistment, and after 6 years I thought, you know, when my enlistment's up, I'll go one way and the Guard will go the other way and we'll be really happy. Well, 28 years later, I'm still in.
It's amazing how the perceptions and the thoughts of your future change when you do get a chance to experience some things that you really do enjoy.
Well, you know, serving in the military, it definitely is not for everyone. But when it's the right fit, it makes an amazing difference in your life. And it makes an amazing difference in you as a person to be able to serve your state and nation. Particularly here in Iowa, just you can't match that feeling, at least for me, for anything else I've ever done.
I've always heard stories about, especially in combat situations, where folks will say that they really enjoy having someone, a Midwesterner, specifically from Iowa, next to them when they're in times of need, because they know they can always depend upon them. And it says a lot to the type of people that you train.
Well, I think if you look at the training that we get today, it's the same exact training that a person in the active duty Army or Air Force would get as well. And when you get that good, hard training that really, you know, teaches you a lot about the skills and, you know, about the basic things that you'll need to do as a soldier or airman, but then also when you get into the technical piece of it, I think if you look at Iowans, they have a tremendous work ethic. They are people who have a lot of pride, and they are excellent at doing the right thing. I think when you couple those things together, you're really going to get a superb soldier airman in the Iowa National Guard. And we've been blessed, particularly since September 11, 2001, to have over 17,000 of our men and women mobilized and deployed somewhere in the world. And they've just really performed remarkably well.
Yep, I think that's proven over and over again. Well, Colonel Greg Hapgood, thank you very much for your time here this morning and sharing with us about the Iowa National Guard. And we salute you for your dedication and service as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. It's an absolute honor to serve.